Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 9th of February, the 40th day of 2026, leaving us 325 days to complete our journey to 2027. According to the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, this week began in 1926 to be celebrated as Negro History Week, since it coincides with the birthdays of two important figures in the abolitionist movement, Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, whose birthdays respectively are February 12th and February 14th. Historian Carter Woodson is credited as being the creator of Negro History Week, the precursor of Black History Month, which was recognized by President Gerald Ford in 1976 as the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Every year, the ASALH, or Association for the Study of African American Life and History, designates a different theme for Black History Month. For 2026, the 100th theme is the impact and meaning of Black history and life commemorations in transforming the status of Black peoples in the modern world. Along with Black History Month, the work and life of Maine poet Edna St. Vincent Millay was also celebrated this past Friday at two events in Rockland, one at Millay's childhood home and the other at the Farnsworth Art Museum, where Maine poets such as Kathleen Ellis, Linda Buckmaster, Gary Lawless, Carl Little, and others read from Millay's poems and letters. Meanwhile, a February, the likes of which Mainers have not seen in several years, continues to provide us with all the ambiance one needs to reflect on the many splendid ramifications of snow, ice, and 10 below zero mornings. Last week, one afternoon, I was just backing into the head of our driveway at the place my girlfriend and I have named Terra Plen, when I looked across the way to my neighbor's road to see 20 wild turkeys ambling along, investigating nearly everything that stood out against the white landscape. As soon as I exited the vehicle and walked up to our worksite, I noticed from an abundance of tracks the same rafter of turkeys had apparently earlier been strolling among our various piles of lumber, and indeed a couple of afternoons before, coming up on twilight, a few pair were checking out perches for the evening among the pine and hemlock on the riverside of our esker. Technically, I'm guessing, because the rambling group was so large, ornithologists might use the terms gang or posse instead of rafter. At any rate, watching those birds roam about the countryside in February is quite different from seeing them in September. Perhaps John Lawless can shed some light on that contrast in his poem, I Am February. Fierce I am, and fearless, challenging the shades of winter, taunting its dreaded demise, mocking the shadow's prognostication, tickling the timid hearts of somnambulant lovers, arising to a chilling challenge, I stand the guardian of March's madness, exacting a toll on all who pass, for I am February, and I hold no heart but yours. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of William King, our first governor of Maine, William Henry Harrison, Amy Lowell, Ronald Coleman, Peggy Wood, Alberto Vargas, Walter Page, Brian Donlevy, James Murray, Blanche Calloway, Carmen Miranda, Dean Rusk, Ernest Tubb, Brendan Behan, Bobby Lewis, Roger Mudd, Stompin' Tom Connors, Johnny Sales, Carol King, Joe Pesci, Alice Walker, Mia Farrow, and Peggy Whitson. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1889, the United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, became established as a cabinet-level agency. Today in 1895, introducing his new sport, minuet, to the world at Springfield College, Massachusetts, He soon renamed the sport, calling it volleyball. Today, in 1964, the Beatles made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, with an estimated 73.7 million viewers watching. And today, in 1968, at the Grenoble Winter Olympics, Jean-Claude Killy of France won the downhill as the first of his three-event sweep of alpine skiing at the Games. Heavenward, several moments ago, we welcomed our third quarter moon, and tomorrow morning, as the moon reaches apogee, its furthest distance of about 251,000 miles away from Earth, that waning crescent moon will appear to be keeping company not only with the radiant star Antares, the brightest in the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion, but also with the arc of Akrab, Dushuba, and Fang, the three stars of the Scorpion's crown. And last but not least, speaking of crowns, I'd like to offer a little peon to the marvelous crown of a radio station known as WERU, which shines brightly hour after hour, day in, day out, year upon year, because of the way this station rolls and flows along, sustained by its volunteers, listeners, members, and diverse and sundry contributors. Please do what you can to keep WERU continuing its efforts at providing sustenance to its audience locally, regionally, and globally. Thank you. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this eighth full week of winter, the sixth full week of 2026, and wishing everyone this weekend a happy Valentine's Day. Keep the faith.